Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Through three games, who are your top three performers on our team? 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. I did want to say something real quickly. Have you seen some of Jacob Young's catches the last couple of days for the Nats, including the catch he made last night against the Braves and the catch in which he basically, you know, had a chance against the wall against the Mets. The ball fell out, but then he kicked it up with his foot and caught it on a second opportunity, hacky sack style. Have you seen those catches?
Yeah, dude. He finds a way every late September, early October to just turn into this defensive demon. It's very impressive. I like Jacob Young a lot.
Well, what he did with the foot, that is an athlete. That is what, you know, there are different ways to describe athletes. Sometimes it's, you know, size, speed, you know, leaping ability, all that. But then there's the super coordinated athlete, the guy that may not be the fastest, may not be the quickest, may not jump the highest, but the hand-eye, the foot-eye coordination, that's an athlete right there with that description in terms of coordinated. Really impressive. Look, the Nats have had a horrendous season, although they did take 2 out of 3 against the Mets over the weekend to really kind of screw it up. The Mets are hanging by a thread in the wild card race. I think they're tied with Cincinnati. Let me just look this up. Or it might be Arizona.
No, it's since I was looking last night. It's Cincinnati, and then they got
Cincinnati
somebody hot
for the
on
last
tail.
Wild card spot.
Yeah. And then hot on their tail is the, I got to switch the NL.
Arizona's a game back of the two of those teams.
Correct.
6 games left. They played 156, so they got 6 games left. Who do they play? The Reds or the Diamondbacks here at the end or not?
No, Nats.
Cubs and Marlins. They need to make the postseason after the season that they were having there for a while. You know what's kind of amazing about the Mets? At one point, they were leading the East. They're 12 games behind the Phillies. The Phillies have run away with the National League East. I love this time of year in baseball. I can't wait for the playoffs to begin. And you got heavyweights. You know, you got the Dodgers. You got the Phillies. Hopefully, I actually want to see Juan Soto in the postseason. And then you've got, you know, obviously the Yankees and potentially the Red Sox both in the postseason, although the Red Sox are being chased down by Cleveland and Houston for that last wild card spot. Cleveland's been rolling, or they were. I don't know what they did over the weekend.
The Brewers have been incredible, too, by the way.
They're a game back of Detroit in the American League Central. And Houston's 3 back of Seattle in the AL West. When's the last time Houston didn't make the postseason?
That's a great question.
Haven't they had basically like a 6 or 7 year, 8 year run of making the postseason? I'm sure there was a year in there. Maybe they didn't make it, but it seems like it. All right. 301-230-0980. Three games in. Who are your top three performers? So I'm going to give you my top three. Then Max is going to give you his top three. My number one performer through three games, Dorrance Armstrong. Dorrance Armstrong leads the NFL in both total pressures and pressure rate through 3 weeks. He has been an outstanding player through 3 weeks of this season. He has gotten after the quarterback. He, by the way, is incredibly versatile. He can line up inside. He can line up on the edge. He can drop into coverage. 92 has really, like, the way he ended the season in the postseason last year. Dorrance Armstrong, for me, I did talk about him over the summer and thought there was a chance he could have a big year. Like, if the defense was going to turn it around and be a better defense this year, I thought Dorrance Armstrong would have a lot of say in that. He leads the team in three sacks. He's got three sacks through three games. Again, total pressures, 18, number one in the NFL. Pressure rate, 25% through 3 weeks, number one in the NFL, according to the 33rd team and Sam Monson. We've had Sam on the show many times. Dorrance Armstrong, my number one performer through three games. Number two, it's a tight call between three players, but I'm going to go number two, Javon Kinlaw. I think the defensive front just is different than it was last year, and it's the reason that I am optimistic. Now, we got to see it against better offensive teams. The Raiders, bad offensive line. The Giants in week one, bad offensive line. No Andrew Thomas in the opener. And then, you know, the Packers kind of, I thought they did a decent job against the run against the Packers, but the bottom line is the Packers got what they wanted whenever they really needed it. So I need to see it against better teams like the Chargers in a few weeks to really believe in the, you know, overhaul of the defense producing much better results. But I am optimistic because of Kinlaw in particular up front and the season Duron's having. But I think Javon Kinlaw has been a load to handle up front. You know, that was a, you know, somewhat surprising contract that he got in the moment. But it looks like Adam Peters knew what he was getting in Kinlaw. And I think he's made a major impact up front on this team. He's number two. Number three, and I'm leaving out my guy because you know I love Daron Payne. And I think Daron's had an exceptional start to the season. He was so good Sunday. Again, against a terrible offensive line. And really bad on Sunday. They were missing one of their best players. Actually, the player was active, just didn't play much. I'm going to go Debo at number three. I think it's very obvious that they got a weapon that, as long as he stays healthy, is going to really pay off in a big way for this team when everybody else is healthy. Quarterback, offensive line, Cosme gets back. They figure out the right mix along the offensive line. Terry gets back to where he should be. I think Debo is, I think I've always been a massive Debo fan. I've always thought that he is an elite level weapon offensively when he's healthy. We've seen that through three games. And on top of that, what a hell of a kickoff returner he is. So one is Armstrong, two is Kinlaw, three is Debo for me. Top three performers through the first 3 weeks of the season. That's my list. Max, what's your list?
So Armstrong and Kinlaw are on my list, but for the sake of highlighting other guys, I'm going to switch it up a little bit. So my first guy, I'm going to take Daron Payne. He's been very good through the last 3 weeks. He had a 90.6 grade this week against Las Vegas. 81.2 pass rush grade.
90.6 was his what? Ben mentioned this.
PFF grade against Las Vegas.
That's an outstanding grade. Insane. He looked the part. He looked the grade on Sunday. Now, he did not, I would assume, I don't know what his PFF grade was against Green Bay. He did not have a good game against the Packers. No one really did.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
What was his PFF grade against the Packers?
Scroll. I'm trying to find the... It's just a full grades page. I need to give the...
Okay.
Yeah,
go ahead.
I can't give it a game-by-game breakdown unless I pay for PFF, which I won't be doing.
Okay.
But my number two, Trey Amos. He's been really good. He's been the best corner kind of on this team, especially on the outside this past couple weeks. He has nine total targets. That's tied for 10th in the
NFL.
I thought
you said you had two out of the three that I had.
They were going to be on my list, but for the sake of being different,
Be different. You don't have to be different. I want to hear who you think the top three performers have been.
All right. Well,
we
Trey
can have
Amos
the exact
is,
same list.
Trey Amos is on that list without a doubt because he has been CB1 on this team. He's got two pass breakups, tied for 11th in the league, a 58.1 passer rating when targeted, only given up four receptions for 41 yards through three games. Trey Amos has been a welcome addition to this DB's room. I like Trey a lot, and I think he's got a lot of room to grow. And then, screw it, I'm going Dorrance Armstrong because he's been incredible. And I keep seeing him on all these charts, like in the, you know, the top right corner is always the good corner because that's where you always see Myles Garrett, TJ Watt, all of them. Right below them is Dorrance Armstrong. He's been having a really good year, especially through these last three games. I really like what he's been doing, man.
What's his best sack year? What was it in Dallas? I'm pulling it up right now. Did he ever have double-digit sacks?
I don't think so.
No. 8.5 in 2022, 7.5 in 2023.
I think he's on pace for like 17 sacks, but that's through three games, so we'll tap the brakes on it. But he's played great so far, man. Really good. I mean, I like it.
He had a forced fumble in that Detroit game. He had, in the playoffs, 3.5 sacks in three games. He had, how many TFLs did he have? He had five TFLs, tackles for loss. He played exceptionally well. You know, after that Tampa and Detroit game, I remember coming in here saying, man, Armstrong has turned it on, you know, over the last part of the season as well. He's a good player. They don't have a dominant pass rusher. They don't. They don't have a TJ Watt. They don't have a Myles Garrett. They don't have a Trey Hendrickson. They don't have a Micah Parsons. But Dorrance Armstrong is not easy to block. And when you have Kinlaw and Payne, along with the blitzing possibilities of Luvu and Wagner, they've schemed up some pass rush here in the first 3 weeks of the season. They have. It's encouraging.
Quick stat from Commander's PR. Dorrance Armstrong joins Matt Ioannidis and Preston Smith as the third player in franchise history to start the season with at least one sack in each of the first three games of the season.
Who were the other? Matt Ioannidis and who?
And Preston Smith.
And Preston Smith. So, you know, let's see what Preston Smith has. You know, he was not active for the game the other day. Maybe he's active on Sunday. It's encouraging that, again, you got to consider the two outstanding performances were against the Giants and against the Raiders. I know what the Giants did in week two. Dallas is really bad on defense. But they also had Andrew Thomas, I think, in week two. But beyond that, I want to see it against better quarterbacks, better offenses, etc. But the talent is better. Kinlaw is a big addition. They're going to miss Wise, no doubt. And Armstrong in year two, you know, we talked a lot about during the offseason, year two in this system should be better than year one in this system. All, you know, guys playing together for the first time. Dorrance Armstrong has been really, really good through the first three games. All right, you had Payne, Amos, Armstrong as your top three performers in that order through the first three games. My top three performer list through the first three games is Armstrong, Kinlaw, and Debo. 301-230-0980. I want your top three performers through the first three games. It's not who you think the best players are. It's the performances through three games. Tell me who you think the team's top three performers have been through these first three games of the season. Kevin Sheehan Show, Team 980 and theteam980.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
FanDuel's getting you ready for the NFL season with an offer you won't want to miss. New customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right, pick a bet $5, and if it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines, whatever your style, FanDuel has you covered. The NFL season's almost here. The only question is, are you ready to play? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to download the FanDuel app today and get started.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.